This is not part of the homily, but it does take one of the words out of the gospel, generosity. And I'd like to express my gratitude and appreciation for your generosity in regards to two collections. 2 weeks ago, we had the collection for Catholic Relief Services in regards to Hurricane Harvey. And through your generosity, there was $6,700 collected. Last weekend, 1 weekend right after that, we had the young priest, James Peterson, from our Venezuelan mission. He also invited us to share in the collection. That collection was $7,200. So I just want to thank you for that generosity, for back-to-back weekends being asked to you to contribute through your generosity to those two very worthy causes. So as pastor, I just want to express that gratitude and thanks to you. Many years ago, my mother, who is still living, contracted muscular degeneration in which she has begun to lose her eyesight to the point where she is not able to read much of anything. However, a few years ago, through the Society of the Blind, they came with a number of things that would help her out. And one of them was a magnifying glass. And it was something that was able to be held in her hand with a fairly large piece to magnify. And with it also was a light. She loves to read. She loves to do her own writing. She loves to still balance her own checkbook. So this was an immense gift to her. Because what it has done is it has helped her to take that which was very small and enlarge it. To take the things that were not clear, to make them clear, and to be able to have that light, to be able to bring some light into what it is that she is seeing and is able to read, and what is she able to do. I'd like us to remember this line that Paul had in the second reading. Christ will be magnified in my body. Christ will be magnified in my body. Do we believe that Christ is magnified in our personal life? Do we see Christ as big? Do we see Christ as being clearly there for us? Do we see Christ enlightened in our life, in light for us? Or do we minimize him and make him small? Do we remember those words of Paul that Christ is magnified, is big, is clear? Do we believe what Jesus is trying to say in the gospel today about our God? That our God is so big, that our God is generous in all ways to all people. That our God is so big and so magnified that no matter what time of the day, whether it's early morning, mid-morning, noon, late in the day, that our God is there, is present to us, is big enough to be there at all those moments and times. Do we believe and see that our God is so magnified that he looks at each of us and all people equally? That our God is unconditional in God's love for us and God's presence in our life? That is who it is that our God and our Christ is in our life. We sometimes, at least I do, fall into the trap that I perceive God to be the way I want God to be, and want God to do what I want God to do and how I want God to be. And that loses that simple phrase, let God be God, not me be God. And we hear the scripture today remind us in the first reading, the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. Part of that is to see who God is and how God is. But part of the challenge is when it becomes difficult moments and times in our life. And right now for me, one of those moments and difficult times is the relationship to my sister, whom hopefully you have read as living with pancreatic cancer, is in the process of dying, as the doctors have told her and as I have shared with you. Because my prayer is, do I want it to be my thoughts in my way? Do I pray for her healing? Do I pray for her to get better? Do I pray for her to live longer? Or do I simply say, God, how is it you want me to be with her? How is it will you be with her? How will it be that your thoughts and your ways will be what I need and she needs? Because we remember also the line, seek the Lord where he is to be found and call on him. We call on him. We call on him in our pain and in our sorrow and our difficult and our challenges. We call on him to remember that he is a God, as that song says, is an awesome God. And God is big. And God is large. And God is always there and always present, even in the moments when we doubt and we have questions. To believe that our God has no limits. To make sure that we don't get into our heads, God is not approachable. God is not close. I can't really be in touch with God. That's not the way it is that our God is in our life. And I believe that that's what the gospel is saying today through Jesus and what these other readings are saying to us in our life. It is also important, though, to remember that those same words of Scripture are spoken by you and me. Conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. We are called every day to magnify Christ, to make Christ visible, to make him large, to make him able to touch into the lives of others, to make him clear through our words and our actions in other people's lives, to make sure that we bring that enlightening presence into the others' lives through our prayer, our compassion, our forgiveness, our mercy, our hope, to magnify Christ for those who cannot see him. He is too small. He's not part of who they are. They struggle with believing in him. You and I become that magnifying glass through our body to be Christ. So for our prayer this week, is there some place in our life, yours and mine, where I have limited Christ and limited God? So pray this week that we might magnify him, that we put no limits on him, that we see Jesus and God as big as they are. And then in some way this week, you and I will be asked to magnify Christ through our body for someone else. Let's make Christ clear. Let's make him seen. Let's make him heard. Let's make him be in the presence of others. Let's pray with that this week.